This time we've got the children come up for the children's message. Morning, everyone. How are we doing? All right, very good. Today we have another word for you, and this word has many different meanings. See that word right? All right. Well, this word is, what does that say right there?
Nature.
Nature. Now, what is nature? Well, what's another, how do we, if we were to look that up in the dictionary, what would we see? Nature. What's the definition? What does it mean, nature? Anyone? Plants. That's right. Very good. So yeah, like, you know, Hannah and Bailey, you went camping the other day, right? So you probably saw a lot of nature, right? Plants. What else did you see? Some trees. Maybe some animals? Yeah, some flowers. Yes.
Butterflies.
Butterflies, okay, good. Anything else?
Clouds.
Very good. Nature, that is one meaning of nature, but there is also another meaning, and I'll tell you it. It's the innate quality in who we are. Now, what does innate mean? That's a big word. Actually, it's a small word, but a very... something that you probably don't know yet, a vocabulary word. Innate. It means what we are born with. Right? What we're born with. Remember that? So what does nature mean? What we are born with. Now, what is our nature, according to the Bible? What are we born with? Ever since the... good. Oh, confirmation, right? That's, of course, we're learning that. We're born with sin. Now, you know, what do we do in our sin? Our nature is to turn away from God. That's the nature of sin. You know, today's gospel reading was about the good. What do we hear about today? The good. Good, Bailey. Good, the good shepherd. What does he do? He lays his life down for the sheep, right? Why does he need to lay his life down for the sheep?
He's the only one that can save us.
You know, our nature is to what? What did I say earlier? To turn away from God because we are
sinners.
You know the nature of God. You know, he sees our sin, and what does he do? What does he do? He sees our sin, and what does he do? He says, I'm going to send my son, Jesus Christ, into the world to do what? To lay his life down for the sheep. Now, Phoenix, is there anyone else that could do that for us?
No.
No, only Christ. See, that's the nature of God at the end of the day. He loves you so much. He loves you so much like no one has ever loved you. Do you know that? Like, the love that he has given to us, it's way beyond ourselves. That he would die on the cross to wash away your sins. Because there's no one else that can do that, right? Only the good shepherd who lays his life down for the sheep. That is the way, the only way. And that is what Jesus has done for you. So remember that this day. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, where we rest upon our Lord Jesus and what he has done for us. Because he loves each and every one of you so much that he died and rose for you to forgive you of all your sins. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. Lord, bless us in your word. Lord, though we know what we deserve in our nature because of our sin, you send your son to die for our sins. Bless these children always in the faith and grant them comfort that you are with them always until the end of the age. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.